Dion could feel her. They were on her world now, and she was out there. He wanted so badly to go to her. But he couldn't. Not until Not Vistara came back, and he heard a sound and opened his eyes. As if he had summoned her by simply thinking of her, Not Vistara had appeared. She looked as if she was in a hurry.
"Ben and Luke are going to be here any minute now. I'm ready to loosen your cuffs, but I need you to promise me something first."
His eyes narrowed. Here it was. "What?"
"Luke is going to Mindwalk to try to find Abeloth. Ben will be..."
"No!" Dion cried, and started struggling. She placed a hand on him, and he felt her using the Force to send him calm. "He mustn't reach her!"
"Be quiet and let me finish," she hissed. "Luke won't be mind-walking alone. 3 Sith will be joining him, including my commander. They're going to keep him from finding her in that realm of reality."
He ceased his struggle. "I'm listening." Not Vistara graced him with a lovely smile.
"Meanwhile, while Ben is stuck monitoring Luke, you escape and find Abeloth first. Tell her of our plan. Tell her that those who have replaced the Sith are on her side. It's Skywalker she needs to be wary of, not us. If I loosen these cuffs, do you give me your word that you will wait to escape until I tell you the time is right?"
He could lie, of course. He could say yes, then bolt whenever he felt the time was right. He didn't have to trust her.
"Yes," he said.
She searched his eyes for a long moment, then nodded.
"Okay,"
she said.
"We trust each other, and we both benefit, and so does Abeloth."
Now, Not Vistara moved quickly to unlock the stun cuffs. The right one opened, and she moved to undo the left. This was the moment when he could take her by surprise, attack the imposter, render her helpless, even kill her if he chose. But he didn't. She had proven worthy of his trust. He was not like the real Sith or the fake Jedi. He would not betray one who had helped him.
"When you're on your way to Abeloth, watch out for the plants. They're carnivorous."
"Thank you,"
Dion said quietly. He lay as if he were still imprisoned. Not Vistara tensed, paying attention to something Dion couldn't sense.
"They're coming. I've got to go. But I'll be back with them soon. And as soon as possible, I will tell you when you may escape. Here's what you have to do.